Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
Say what?
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shannon, and this is Mindful Monday. This show is being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization filled with advisors and consultants to help you reach your goal, specializing in workshops, youth education, higher education, reading, getting you there, but the focus really is on our youth. We want to put some announcements out here early. Remember, May 13th, there's going to be a Purple Hat Brunch, and that's going to be sponsored by NCCW. That will be from 2 to 4 o'clock. That is Stephanie Haynes' organization, so keep a lookout. I'll be posting out more information. Stephanie is still healing. Hopefully she can join us tomorrow. If not, I'll be bringing something into you to tell you something on Tuesday. And also on May 14th, which is the next day, my friend, Yerné Kabam, he is a great, renowned artist, and his title is Collective Conversations Matter. We'll be having his artist talk and performance, and that will be at the Matter Studio Gallery. That's going to be on May 14th. Keep a lookout for that. Now, we got a lot of stuff happening around here. We need to send our prayers and all the positive energy that we carry into Sudan. You know, they're going through it over there. You know, Russia, Ukraine. You got tornadoes in Florida. Okay? It's a lot happening. So our topic today is information fuels determination, and this ensures transformation. You know, obstacles are nothing when you are unstoppable with a daily determination to win. And I know that's what my daily cry is. We win over here every day, no matter what. We care and share with you, and we are asking that you do the same thing. Well, we're going into our youth, you know, the determination out there, you know, they're putting legislation in for online restrictions for our children. sitting age up there. Louisiana, Utah, and Arkansas has already put it in place. It's out there, you know. And they're requesting parent consent and also ability for the parents to have access to their children's accounts. You know, we have to legislate these things, and we have to be aware it is time for us to stop, okay? It's going on out there. So I'm going to bring you in short and sweet. We have Miss Tiffany I. If she can get away from her project, she will join us and come in for a moment. If not, we'll catch her when we can. But I'd like to say it is Mindful Monday, and be mindful of your leadership skills. You see, we're all leaders out here. But the first thing we have to learn to lead is ourselves. So therefore, we can help others and direct others. See, leaders are followers and followers are leaders. It's a great brand. But when you make the determination to get to a positive transformation, listen to this song. This is what you will be saying. Welcome in.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. The one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a great, great girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. Be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm digging personal deep. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad.
That's right. And when you put in your mind that information fuels determination, this will ensure a transformation, and hopefully it's going to be a positive one. We are all human beings, whatever our position. If we open up our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. You know, world peace starts with trust between one individual and another. And looking at what's happening around the globe, we definitely, definitely have to bring in some positive energy and create world peace. I mean, it's out there. And with this information coming to us, you know, all kind of ways, the internet, the news, any way you want it, it's information out there. But on that subject, do your research on the information that you're getting. Take it a step further, okay? Once you slot in and understand what you need to do, you set a determination. And with that determination, you do not pull back. You do not go with defeat. You do not believe in retreat. You will step into and transform wherever you are for the better. Listen, obstacles, again, are nothing when you are unstoppable with daily determination to win. We have to win over here, no matter what's going on. We must win. I'll share a little story with you. We're going to go health-wise. You know, I'm into health. My health, your health, everybody's health. And there is a bad, bad disease out here, diabetes. And there is a doctor, Dr. Glenda Davis. She's been on the show. She'll come back on again. But she has information out there, information that you really need to listen to. You must find out on your own. See, diabetes is something that been around a long time, but diabetes is a moneymaker. I'd like to ask you a question out there, and I can't bring it to you like she does it, but how many of you have been diabetics for a long, long time, years and years, patient, and you're still feeling the same, no changes, and feeling bad on top of that? Nothing is getting out the way because, you know, the information that we've been given out here, is the lie in the pockets of others using the disintegration of our lives, okay? Diabetes is serious. I'm going to bring her back on. I just wanted to share. Now, she gives out information, but I wanted to use her as an example because if you listen and listen very, very closely, it would make a lot of sense to you. She does the defeat diabetes. She has master classes going on. She has five-day diabetes challenges, and she has the full program. When you see that name, Dr. Davis, defeat diabetes, check into it. That information that you're going to get will give you the determination to change and save your life and make a transformation. Listen up again. This is Mind for Monday. I wanted to use that as an example. I'm checking her out. I'm listening to her very closely. Again, I'm going to ask you persons, whoever is suffering diabetes, how long have you been suffering and seeing no changes? Dr. Glenda Davis, defeatdiabetes.org. Check her out. When you see her name, if you see her master classes, check in. Listen to her. That's some good information. Like I said, I can't bring it to you like she brings it to you. But you see, we have to the information that we've been given, we have to relearn again so that we can move forward. We must relearn again. And, you know, there's always information with a determination will bring transformation. I'm saying this because I'm on the help mode out here. And one other thing I want to share with you, watch those texts coming over your phone with no telephone numbers and no contact. It is so much data coming in. You don't know where this is coming from. Do not give persons your information unless you're in their face, eyeball to eyeball, of speaking to them directly. I know a lot of us are very, very busy. We just do everything electronically and stuff, but it's a lot of stuff going on out here. I've received so many texts, I just see them and delete them, okay? Because if you don't have a number, or if I cannot talk to you person to person, please don't send any information to me. It is too much going on. Again, be mindful of the things that you're receiving out there. We're going to take it back to the title, Information Fuels Determination to Dig Deep. And this will ensure a positive transformation for you out there. I'm looking, I'm waiting. Hopefully Tiffany Witt and I can come on and share with us. But you know, we're on these projects out here. And if she doesn't come on, we'll catch her out the next time. I am taking our time today. I want you to be mindful. I want you to understand that you are the most important person, and quit allowing profits to be made on your life. Start getting information. Start researching. And that goes across the board because there's a lot happening here. And then again, next week we want to pay attention because they're talking about this debt ceiling talk. Mm-hmm. Monies. This side wants that. That side wants that. Play close attention. That's why it's very important. You know, we're getting ready to step into these primaries, that you do your research and make sure that you put persons in those seats that's going to be for you, that understands you, your family, and your community needs. Play close attention. Start researching now. It's happening out there. We're going to take you and give you some music on out of here. If Tiffany Goodman joins us, I'll bring her on in, or we'll extend this out. But this is Mindful Monday. I hope that I'm not sounding tater, but pay attention. Be mindful of everything you see, hear, and that comes to you. Because
when your heart is free, it's easy to make a decision. When your head is clear, you know you have good judgment. But when your life is turning topsy-turvy,
since the beginning of the week is mine for Monday out here, you know I have to remind my youth so that they all have a great week. And we believe in being victorious no matter what we do and winning. This is for my youth out here. You know Miss Linda is talking to you. No matter what you're going through out there, do not retreat and do not believe in defeat. You know, remember, this is Mind for Monday. We gonna win. Win every day. Win for yourself and win for others too. Keep it positive and you make it happen. If it's something that's not fitting out there, take off running. You don't need that in your energy. If it's not blending, do not deal with it, because your determination through information is to make a great transformation and win. Stay safe, stay kind, stay loving, and start with yourself first. It is Mindful Monday. Enjoy your week.
why did you say it? You hold a key in the palm of your hand. Use it. Don't blame your life on the master plan. Change it. Only you generate the power to decide what to do with your life.
Collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.